Thank you. Not going to have the same outcome if you let me touch it. So you just let go and let me touch it. Thank you.
Thank you. they were talking about. The most mistake they were talking about none other than the fact that people needed Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. If you came to this nation for the freedom to say that Jesus is Lord, God the Father, who is in heaven, and we need the help of the Holy Ghost. And I want you to understand that what we have discovered in practical history of and we're going to go right back to the place we put the Bible, and we're going to see that it was the standard of God to put in the heart of people into a land that I will send you. And I will make this be a great nation, and I will bless you and make my name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. I want you to know what the Lord was saying to you. God the Father was saying to you. Yes. and therefore we can't always listen to them. Jesus says, Abraham, come out here and let me show you how to live this life. And I want you to be strong enough, Abraham, to live life the way I teach you to live, even if you have to tell your father, Father, I love you, but how you talk to me, this isn't right, I have to do it back to you. Jesus never expected you to believe that your own self, or believing in that God, or being an atheist, or believing that science alone is your own doing in this life of sin, that's the only thing. That's the only thing God has a problem with, because humanity was meant to be in unity with God. That's how he did it. That's what we can develop the way to the world. That's what we can develop the way to the world. That's what we can do. We're going to discover that in being in the world, there is a truth that recognizes the and always good and understand the truth. And such as had a bit of the human, the stand and the king's palace, when they might keep the land and the tongue of the dead shall be. Now I want to go to the if this is all that a woman who is experienced, that so the so what we understand is that this thing is favored to the science world, to the church, to the business world, even favored to the rest of the people that had established their way without knowing God, and he took the best and the best of that culture, and he took the best that we could have God, and he wanted to see what the result to bring you together and teach you what to do. And I want you to see what happened in this situation that the young man. This young man understood Daniel's purpose in his heart, that he would not despise himself with the portions of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not despise himself. Now, God had brought Daniel to the favor to keep him there. And the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who hath appointed great heat in your kingdom. For why should he see your faces worse likely than the children, which are of your soul? Then shall he make me a governor to the king. See, this king was very interested in the king. The king was all trusted. Listen, whether we like it or not, whether you know it or not, the world has always understood that Christian people have something different. You just need to be bold enough to stand for it, bold enough for them to see your convictions prove to them who you are and why you have what you have. And I want you to thank God for Daniel to stand with the Christian spirit that went to the church and said, give us a while to do that. Let me keep the God of the but in verse 17, it says that they let you do all that, and they didn't make you sick. Yours, you didn't have that. I want you to know And for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill and all manner of wisdom to bear the benefits in all these things. Now, at the end of the day, when the king had said he should bring them gifts, then the prince of the eunuchs brought the gifts before them to them. And the king could do with them, among them all was found none like this Daniel. Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah therefore stood there before the king. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of him, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and the astrologers that were in all his realm. And Daniel continued even into the first year of King Cyrus. I want to understand something, people. That if you would just stick to God in the middle of the pressures of life, you would find yourself better off stronger than if you were surrounded. I want you to understand something that some of us, if we would recognize that school was never meant to just be a school that we do on our own, we'd ask the Lord to give us the mind of Christ. And guess what? We would grow our teachers up with our mind and our ability to overcome the challenges of education and everything else. I want you to know something that this is a good example of some of us that are businesses and that are working hard every day. Some of us are using our own knowledge too much. And I want you to understand something. You are better pressing and holding your job. You are better with all the knowledge you can. You said they were good at something. They were good at that. But the advantage they had that made them 10 times better was that they never walked away from their prayer. They never walked away from the Word of God. And they never walked away from their faith. And they did not address their life on their own.
Thank you.
Whosoever believeth in me should not perish, but have eternal life. I want you to know something that I have done for this life to be delivered from the church. I thank God that we get to be delivered from the church. But I want you to know that the Bible says that we would become billionaires, and we would gain the whole world, and we would be able to travel all around this world and do anything we wanted to do. But that is eternal life in Jesus Christ. That when we get to the end of these days on this earth, we can have an absolute guarantee that we have a new life to live for all eternity. Your name can be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I want you to know that those blood books that are written before you, they're waiting in heaven saying, come on, finish the course. I know I'm going to see my life with you. But I want you to hear this and hear this way, so that whosoever believes on Jesus would not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God so loved his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. this is the nation that life is the end of the world, and live that practice rather than life, because it's the end of the world. So everyone that is people, they shall live it. Thank you.